even all that fight against her and her munition and her fortress, her towers, and that distress her. Now, wait, this is the important part. Those that fight against God's place, you know, God's enemies. This is the concept. It's not so much I'm trying to say this is about whatever. I'm just saying this is how it can be for people. This is what it's like when the light that is in you is darkness. It shall even be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreams, and behold, he eats, but he awakes, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinks, but he awakes, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. That's the idea. The light that is in them is not a real light. It is darkness. It's a dream, a night vision. It's not real. Therefore, when they drink, they think they drink, but they're empty. They think they're eating, but they're empty. And they think they have salvation, but they're lost. And when the light that is in you is perverted and dark, when it is not true, when it is not real, but vain imaginations, heresies, false doctrine, all manner of corruption, the word of God having been handled deceitfully and being given to you, it is darkness and it leads to death. That's why it is a great darkness. If the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? It's better off to be ignorant. Because when you're ignorant, at least you know you don't know anything. But when you think you know Jesus, and you that what you know about him is darkness, and that Jesus you know is darkness, and not just ignorance. I don't mean ignorance of darkness. I mean the kind of darkness that is corruption, that is like the evil opposite of Jesus. Not necessarily we would think of like, you know, the evil opposite of Jesus, the flesh-eating, baby-killing, plague-spreading Jesus. I just mean it is not the truth concerning Christ as communicated to us by his apostles. When it is not that truth concerning Christ, now the light that we have taken into us, the faith in Christ, is become as darkness, and it leads us astray. And we think we're following, you know, we're walking in a tunnel, but we're dreaming and we're blind. It's like, you know, imagine putting on your head some sort of virtual device that shows you a world that doesn't exist, but you're walking in the real world. You know, imagine trying to walk over through a city and having over your head a virtual reality thing that shows an entirely different city. And you're walking into walls, you're walking into people because you can't really see what's really there. And if you really want to be saved, you have to really see what's really there and what's really available for you and what's really offered by God. You've got to know what the real promises of God, because the promises of God are not if you would just put your faith in him one particular day at one particular moment and just trust in him for your salvation for that one moment of time. That's enough. That if that's it and then nothing else, that means, oh, you're saved forever, because that's not so. That doesn't prove anything. In everyone's walk, that's a very important moment when we put our trust in Christ and we decide we're going to follow him. It's because he's drawn us to him, right? But others, it's light that is darkness because they are not going to go on to follow Christ. They're not going to. And what they've been told is a lie. Because if Christ is truly saving you, God will do much more for you than that. He's not going to just lead you to a place where you go, okay, I believe, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell. And then you say, okay, I received Christ. I'm a Christian now. And then you go back to your life. And then maybe down the road, you know, you decide, to heck with it. And you actively reject Christ. And that doesn't mean necessarily that it's impossible for you to become saved at that point. I'll tell you what. The apostles told us what we ought to look for if we want to be sure of our election. And I tell you what, that ain't it. That inspires no confidence. You know, we have to end up, as he says, those that believe in him end up. We have to do as what he says that we ought to do. We want your calling election to be sure. He says, well, do these things. Then you'll never fail. Well, I can't do those things. Well, that's the point, is that if you can do those things, it means God is really with you. Because you could only do those works if God was working in you. To be able to do all those things is proof. God's in you. He's working in you. And every little thing along the way, take in hope and believe and trust Him. And keep believing. Keep praying. Don't give up. I know many times where I felt like giving up, and I gave up for a little while. At least kind of gave up. I didn't totally give up, you know what I mean? I didn't stop believing in God, but I just sort of gave up asking for what I wanted. And I want to be delivered from this sin. Oh, He didn't do it. I guess I'll just, I'll just go away sad and, you know, dejected and just live with it. Instead of just keeping asking. But, you know, even that is something I had to go through, to learn to ask. Don't ask amiss. You receive not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your own lust. Consider what you're asking for. Consider what you really want. I tell you, seek first the kingdom of God. I you know what's funny? I've asked for the things of the kingdom of God for years, and it's taken a long time to get them, some of them. And I think, and these are the things God wants to give me. I am so thankful, and He's so good to give it to me. But there's such great promises. To me, it's like, it's worth waiting for. And plus, the waiting has its own work. So we want our whole body to be full of light. We want to be full of the truth. We want to be full of that which reveals what is really there. Not what is imagination, not heresies, not deceitful teachings, not darkness. And we can be full of light. I mean, the whole thing will be guided. If we have light in us, full of light from God, we will be guided to salvation inerrantly. Jesus Christ hath brought to light life and immortality by the gospel. That's what the gospel, you know what the gospel brings? It's what scripture. Look it up. Jesus Christ hath brought to light life, eternal life, and immortality by the gospel. That's what's brought to light, life and immortality. You want to really live, because sin is death. Really live. Life is righteousness and peace. And all the good things God has offered man by the gospel and eternal life. What greater gift? You want to partake of those things? This word is the way. It's the only way. And the Lord confirms that with me over and over again. You know, at first I see how I believed blindly in the scriptures. And then darkness came and I doubted. Because the blind belief in the scriptures, it was in darkness. I had no light. I didn't understand. But through really knowing God, if we truly know Him, then comes the full light. And there's no occasion for stumbling. It is like the bright shining of a candle.